For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And Peter, all those shows that opened a few weeks ago, they're all closing at the same time.
It's this weekend.
It's this weekend. Last chance to see The Authentic Life of Billy the Kid over at Road Less Traveled. Last chance to see Bright Colors and Bold Patterns at BUA.
High energy show.
And at the same time, another one-person show, Knock Knock Jesus Calling at Brazen Face Varlets.
They're at the Rust Belt Books.
Right.
Little shop on Grant Street.
Navigators at the Alleyway Theater, the new play by Gordon Farrell. And then the two big musicals that opened, Hairspray at the Kavanaugh Theater and West Side Story over at Musical Fair. Last chance.
Well, a lot of simultaneous closings this weekend, and I'm sure that means that pretty soon we'll have a lot of simultaneous openings. The first one out of the box, Superior Donuts. It opens this coming Thursday. It's Road Less Traveled, but they're putting it out at Shea 710 Theater.
Played by Tracy Letts, who was once better known as an actor, including playing George in Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf on Broadway, but he was the author of August Osage County. And it's about an old white guy in a Chicago neighborhood who has a donut shop, and the neighborhood has changed around him, and he has a young African-American employee who wants to help him kind of
move into the next century.
Right.
Well, let me ask you, is it going to be more about a generational conflict, or is it sort of racial? What's going on between these two guys?
Well, you know, I think both things play out simultaneously in this play and just generally in the theme of intercultural interaction in the American theater. This has been a diverse country since before it was a country. However, the ways that that plays out have evolved. If you just simply look at the offerings, even among the shows closing, that Hairspray focuses on the issue of diversity. So does Knock Knock's Jesus Calling. So does West Side Story.
Mm-hmm.
So does Bright Colors and Bold Patterns. This is about a same-sex marriage in a heterosexual world. The issue plays out from the very beginnings of the American theater and then gets renewed. When I was first coming out of college, the big topic was non-traditional casting, and there'd be panels with August Wilson himself on one side and then Robert Brustein on the other side, and a conversation we don't really even have anymore in that way. And I find that my students coming right out of high school, they don't even seem to notice what we would have called non-traditional casting, that it's an expectation for them. But I think that they're kind of a bit too complacent. I think if you look at Hollywood, you're not going to see the kind of casting that we see in the theater, where Daryl Samira, Asian-American actor who could play the lead in Love's Labor's Lost in Shakespeare in Delaware Park, it's never even mentioned, where the actress, African-Canadian actress, playing the lead in the Russian play. It's even called the Russian play over at the Shaw Festival.
Now, some people had a problem with that. It's called the Russian play. She's Russian. She should look Slavic. She should have milk white skin,
well, not,
rosy cheeks.
Not knowing for sure, but I bet that anyone who objected was more likely to be an older person. You know, someone my age would be more likely than young people for whom, you know, this is what our world looks like. But at Hollywood, this is still an issue. I went to a fascinating panel with Ruth Goldman and Meg Knowles at the Humanities Festival, where they had the group, they gave them headshots of actors and then a scenario for a movie. And they asked us in pairs to cast the movie.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Yeah. And when we came up with cast, they informed us, you're very advanced, but you will be fired by the studio. listening on the radio to the casting for Mulan, which Disney is doing as a live action film, it had been an animated film. You forget the animated film, some of those voiceovers, there was not an all Asian cast. It, Leah Salonga doing the singing. George Takei was one of the voices, but so was Harvey Fierstein. Donny Osmond was one of the voices in the film. Quite different now.
But still, though, there are certain roles that if they were cast the other way, let's take Pipeline, currently over at Ujima Theater. The young man has to be black. I mean, that's central to the story.
Well, there are roles that are race-specific, but when they're not, I think actors coming up increasingly are asking, not only, why can't this character be black or Asian or anything, but also, why is this character necessarily a man and not a woman? Where are the transgender people that we have in our world? Where is that character in a wheelchair?
Oh, well, that woman who won Tony for Oklahoma.
Being Adu Annie.
And,
yes.
And there was still a big to-do about it.
Well, she was the first. When I was coming up, the idea of people with disabilities was like Captain Hook. I think we've moved on from that. So we have Superior Donuts opening on October the 10th, and then a bunch of great stuff for us all to get to before they close up shop, from Hairspray to West Side to Knock Knock to Bright Colors, and away we go.
And if you need to see listings, you can always check out the website, WBFO.org. Click on Theater Talk.
For Theater Talk on WBFO,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.